President Donald Trump's approval of two pipelines has sparked both positive and negative reactions across the country. The decision comes while hundreds of campers remain in North Dakota protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline. SDPB's China Lockett has more.
President Donald Trump signed an executive order approving the Keystone XL and Dakota Access pipelines. Both projects were rejected by former President Barack Obama. Trump's decision allows the Keystone XL to cross the border between Canada and the United States. There are still some issues to work out with state permits before construction can begin. Craig Stevens is a spokesman for the Midwest Alliance for Infrastructure Now. He says Keystone XL may face some difficulties ahead.
There are literally hundreds of miles yet to be done. The construction was actually stopped once President Obama and Secretary Clinton decided not to issue the requisite permits for the pipeline to cross from Canada into the United States. So it still has to go through a number of states. And one of the issues they're going to have is significant protests in Nebraska. Ultimately, I'm guessing that TransCanada and its partners will be able to get this sited and constructed, but the Keystone Pipeline is a much longer process ahead of it.
The South Dakota Public Utilities Commission has already granted approval for the Keystone XL to cross through the state. There are 78 conditions and subconditions for TransCanada to follow. Chaz Jewett is a Rapid City activist who has opposed Keystone XL since 2008.
I don't think this is a surprise at all. It's new that this was going to happen. So there was some language in the executive order that said some things needed to be negotiated still. So there's some, I think, things that we still have to figure out. And it seems to me, though, that, you know, because Keystone was stopped because of the permit from the Department of State, that still needs to happen. I mean, just because of an executive order, I don't think that supersedes legal requirements. It's legally required for any pipeline that crosses an international border to get a permit from the Department of State.
Jewett also opposes the Dakota Access Pipeline, or DAPL. The protest is centered in North Dakota, where thousands of campers started gathering last summer. Jewett fears that potential oil spills could affect the reservation's drinking water.
Standing Rock and the Cheyenne River Sioux tribe get their water right below there. It's still just so amazing to me that it's okay that this pipeline company can just bypass the city of Bismarck, but then put it right in front of our people. We don't need oil to live, but we sure need water.
Proponents say pipelines are the safest way to transport oil. Brigham McCone is the former administrator of the Federal Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration.
You know, there are half a dozen pipelines already crossing the Missouri River upstream of the area already, and we have hundreds of thousands of water crossings. And so, you know, I can't say there won't ever be a spill, but I can say if you want to look at the probabilities, if you want to take a look at the potentials, it is far safer to use a pipeline, and not just any pipeline, but a brand new pipeline. And quite frankly, a lot of the pipelines in our country and some of those that do spill are 50 to 75 years old. And that's a consequence of not being able to build new pipelines. You see that when you see an old road bridge, but you really don't see that when you see pipelines underground. So it's really important to update this infrastructure.
Many against DAPL believe the pipeline is not worth the risk. Mark Tilson has also been protesting in North Dakota. He says now he plans on taking more action to sway government officials to oppose the pipeline.
Right now, water protectors look like a bunch of radicals. But the very fact of the matter is very simple. We're just trying to literally protect and defend the water supply that the state needs to survive. What it looks like is putting pressure on elected officials and government officials who can then turn around and make larger statements standing in opposition to this. We have to create a groundswell of political support that gives political cover and pressure to our elected officials.
Tilson says he thinks protesters will continue to go to North Dakota and won't leave anytime soon. But Standing Rock Tribal Council no longer supports protesters on private land. The Army Corps of Engineers recently announced it is gathering information on the environmental impact of the Dakota Access Pipeline on Army Corps land. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City.